here's an email I got that's got all kinds of underlined stuff, and it's got stuff in boxes, and it's got boldface stuff, and all the rest of that. And if you go to your mail client, there is some command, which on the Mac, which I'm using, happens to be called message raw source, and you can open it up, and here's what's underneath the message. There's lots of things like color 333333, which is a 6-hex digit code for a particular color, that color blue or something like that that we saw. There's all kinds of gibberish here, which is written in a language which displays as pretty text when you see it, and then there's the text itself. How eager is Microsoft to see Vista in its rear view mirror, ? And so on, but you know, coded with the word strong beforehand. But now we see it just as a sequence of ASCII codes, and my mail client is interpreting this. This is actually a program in a little programming language, which my mail program knows when it sees left bracket strong, right bracket, you know, it should turn the next piece of text into boldface on the screen when it renders it on the screen. Okay, but underneath it's all just ASCII, and underneath the ASCII, of course, it's all just strings of bits. Same thing if you go to a web page. So let's take this web page. There's some view source. You go to view source, and there's all of this ASCII here. Okay, you can find HTTP references about where to go when you click on various things. Titled view found people, quote unquote, and there's instructions here about where to show these various things on the screen. This is written in a little programming language, in the HTML programming language, that when the browser goes through it, knows it's supposed to display it in this pretty form. If you want to learn HTML, there are a million places on the web you can get free instruction on how to do it. Okay, but underneath it, it's all ASCII. So one of the confusions that people have is they think there's one kind of thing which is email, and one kind of thing which is photographs, and one kind of thing with a web page, and that is true, but it's only an illusion at the surface, because underneath it's all digital, and in these things like emails and so on, it's all just ASCII underneath.